Some of the Greenies are going to be there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
What's wrong there, Cubby?
Forget it. Nothing. It's stupid.
I'm sure it is. Let's hear it.
I know what it's about. Raymond and Elizabeth Guarini had a thing back in high school.
Oh, really?
Wasn't a thing. One date.
Well, it could have been a thing. Elizabeth had a big crush on you. But you were so picky back then.
So, tell me about this girl, Ray.
She went to a different high school and they were having their winter dance thing.
And I heard that Elizabeth thought he was cute and wanted to invite him.
Was she the blind girl?
Hey, how would you know, huh? You were home in your footsie pajamas asking Mom for more pudding. I just remember Mom saying, if Elizabeth Guarini asks you, you should go. It'll be fun.
Oh, so your mom was pimping for you.
I don't like that, Deborah.
Elizabeth calls me and asks me, and you know, what am I going to do? I kind of feel sorry for her, so I say yes. Then when we were at the dance, it started to snow, and I had Dad's car. I didn't want anything to happen to it.
Damn straight.
So we get to her house, and I...
What did you do to the car?
Nothing, Dad.
Tell me now. Stop the lies.
Nothing happened to the car, okay? We were stopped in front of her parents' house, and you know, she was saying she had a nice time and all that, but all I can think about is getting the car back to the maniac here.
Damn straight!
So we're just sitting there, and then finally Elizabeth says, okay, bye, and she gets out and walks to her door in the snow by herself. I didn't walk her to the door. There she was, all by herself, fancy dress, high heels, wobbling up the driveway.
So did you call her and apologize?
I wanted to, but then I didn't. And I kept putting it off, and then a few days later, it was too late. So I never talked to her again.
You would have been so good together.
Oh, was that her?
Who? Where?
It's an old man with a walker. Sorry. My mistake.
You love this, don't you?
I'm afraid I do, yes.
Just so you know, there's a part of me that thinks it would be good if she was here.
Yeah, just face this thing head on, okay? How about that?
There she is! Nope, sorry. That's a poached salmon. Look, there's our table.
Oh. Marie, Frank, we're up here. Oh, okay.
Hey there, table mates. How you doing? I'm Mary Armin. This is my wife, Marcy.
What are you so happy about? Don't you see this table placement is an insult? They stuck us in the corner by the kitchen.
Well, it's fine, Frank.
No, it's not fine. We're at table 19 out of 20 tables. And table 20 is filled with embarrassing family nut jobs. No offense.
So, three couples and me. On this joyous day of love and togetherness, the cheese stands alone.
You're not alone. You have us.
Super.
Hey, Robert, don't look now. I think that woman's giving you the eye. Oh, no, it's the finger. Sorry.
Hey, Ray, let's dance.
No, come on, we just got here.
No, come on, one song.
Oh, I can't dance. I didn't eat. I'll faint.
You danced with that Elizabeth. You can dance with me.
Oh, come on.
Let's go.
My father's going to eat your salad.
All right.
Like a fuzzy in your hair. Mm. You got a whole bunch of
Would
them.
Would you please stop grooming me?
Okay. Sorry I care about you.
Raymond? Hi, it's Elizabeth Guarini.
Elizabeth, who?
Dorini, from the neighborhood.
Oh, yes, yeah, hi, nice to see you. Okay, take care.
Hi, I'm Deborah, Ray's wife.
Oh, nice to meet you. This is my husband, Scott.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, yeah. All right, well, goodbye. All right.
Good to see you.
Okay.
Have fun.
Oh, very smooth, Ray.
It's just, it was a shock to see her.
Yeah. Well, she was really broken up about you not walking her to the door.
Seriously? Really? Did you pick up on that? Come on, don't joke around!
Honey, she was fine. She came up to you. You can stop obsessing now.
You're right. She came up to me. Okay, good.
What?
I feel like I should have brought up the incident and apologized.
All right, so do it.
Really?
Yeah.
No. Yeah? No.
Well, you are so annoying.
No, look, I haven't had time to prepare my remarks.
You've had 25 years for that.
Hi again. We've got to stop meeting like this.
Okay. You know what? I'll bet you probably don't even remember this. We went out one time in high school.
Of course, I remember.
Yeah? Hey, don't worry, man. Nothing happened.
That must have been like 25 years ago.
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was snowing back then. It was snowing because I remember I was nervous about the car. And something, it was, what happened? Somebody didn't walk somebody. I think I didn't walk you to your door. Yeah, because I was nervous about the car in the snow. Right, I remember, but that's no excuse. You know what, I should apologize for that. I was a stupid kid with the snow. So, listen, I'm sorry for that.
Wow. I don't really remember that. Sweet of you to apologize. Gosh, I hope you haven't been waiting since high school to tell me that.
No. I mean, couldn't you tell it was all coming back to me as I was saying it?
Yeah. Oh, gee, thanks for being so thoughtful.
Yeah, well, hey, that's me, Mr. Thoughtful. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Bye.
And here I mistook you for Mr. Potato Head.
I saw you talking to Elizabeth.
I apologized for the incident, and she was fine.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh.
Yeah, maybe they can finally work things out.
You know what? That wasn't that bad. I mean, she's happy, right? She's got a husband.
Oh, yeah? All that happened in front of the husband?
Yeah. What?
Nothing.
What? What are you saying, that maybe she was putting on an act in front of her husband there?
Well, I wasn't saying that, but that's good. You should run with that.
No. You bring up a good point here.
Would you knock it off? She's fine.
I think she was overly fine.
Oh, please.
No, come on. This was a big incident.
Would you stop calling it the incident? It wasn't an incident. Or the Cuban Missile Crisis was an incident. My God, if you are this insane about not walking a girl to the door, how do you feel about what you do to me?
What? What do I do to you?
God, you do jerky things all the time, things you should really regret.
Oh, yeah, well, like what?
Oh, where do you want me to start?
At the beginning. Take your time.
How about not walking me to the car when I was in labor with the twins, Ray? How about that incident?
I had to make a sandwich, okay? I hate hospital food.
You.
Why don't we go mingle, honey? Purse, get your purse.
All right, don't be mad. I'm sorry, okay?
I want you to tell me something that you regret doing to me.
We're at a wedding.
Something you've done to me that makes you feel as horrible as you do about your date from 1977.
Come dance with us.
I'll go.
Ray.
Robert, dance with him.
I want to see this.
Go dance with the children right now, Robert.
All right! Come on, kids!
Regret, please.
Okay. All right, I regret not loving you more. Yes. Yes, you deserve all the love that can fit in the ocean.
Oh, man.
I thought that was beautiful, Frank. Why can't you say something like that?
All right. I would love it if you were in the ocean.
I want something specific. Something like when you didn't walk me to the car when I was in labor.
Okay, okay. Can I use that one?
No.
I did it more than once.
No. Come
on. Okay, all right, all right. I regret, regret. Okay. All right, when we were first married, we went to a party at my editor's house. And you didn't know anybody, and you were kind of nervous. And later at dinner, you told a story that you thought was going to be funny, but nobody laughed.
So you regret that I'm a stiff at parties? Thanks. Feeling better.
No, 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 listen. They didn't laugh, but neither did I. I saw that you were embarrassed, and I should have been there for you, and I wasn't. Yeah, I've always regretted that.
Oh, that must have been a long time ago. Yeah. Such a small thing.
Yeah, well, tell that to my conscience. I'd ask you what you regret, but be afraid to say you regret marrying me.
Oh, not all the time.
Okay, I'm back. What, it's over? Friggin' bunny hug.
Funny, talking about regrets. I've got regrets. Robbie, too many regrets to mention.
Okay, then.
I've done things that I just feel terrible about to all of you.
All right, Ma.
Wait, let her speak.
Like to you, Deborah. I've always regretted not being more nurturing to you when you first started out as a wife and a mother. I am sorry.
Oh, Marie, that's nice.
Because now, at this point, what can I do?
Must feel good to get that off your chest.
Yeah, it does feel good. And Raymond, I've always regretted not toughening you up when you were a boy.
I'm tough.
No, you're not. Robert.
Yes.
Actually, I don't have any regrets about our arrangement.
You gotta be kidding.
And Frank, some regrets speak for themselves.
Enough with all this crap. Regret is a waste of time. My father used to be working on the road 40 weeks a year. When he come back home, you think he had time for regrets? He'd have a drink, punish me for whatever I did, and then hit the road again. Okay, so what am I going to do? Ask him to quit his job so he can play with me or something?
Oh, Frank.
What?
You never told me anything about this. See, it's good to talk. Come on, open up to me. No. I'm here for you.
Okay, look, I was lying about my old man. He was a jolly guy who gave me puppies and chocolate coins, so just slide back over, okay?
Ma, are you saying that you have no regrets about me?
Please, Robert, not everything is about you.
Nothing is about me! Gusher! Let me tell you something. I got regrets. Oh, boy, do I got regrets.
Ma, Robert, you're bringing everybody down.
Everybody else got to go. I'm going. Let's see. Regrets. Quite a menu. Where shall I start?
How about that haircut?
All right. There is something I always felt bad about. When Joanne and I were first going out, I took her to this party at my sergeant's house. And at dinner, she started to tell this joke. And I guess she thought it was pretty funny, but nobody else did, and no one laughed. Which would have been one thing, but I didn't laugh either. She just sat there, embarrassed. I mean, what kind of a guy...
used his regret?
You stole my regret?
Well, I definitely have something I regret doing to you now, so I'll... Oh, come on. All right, look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Come on. Stop it. What do you want me to say?
She's on the move, Chief. What?
Come on. Oh. Would you stop it? Please, stop.
I'll have another one.
Listen. All right, I couldn't think of a regret, but it was like a pop quiz. I panicked, okay? But... You win. I'm a bad person.
Oh, how do I win? You know, you're... Oh, they're kissing. You know what would make me happy? If you recognized your regret before you did it.
What? Time travel, huh? You're talking about time
All
travel.
Right, stop everything. I have another regret.
Oh, my, enough with the regrets.
No. You're yelling at one another and it's all my fault.
It's all right, Maria.
No, there's something you don't know about this whole Elizabeth business. You know how I do things out of love?
Oh, this is never good.
When you were in high school, Remy, you were so lonely. I just wanted you to be happy.
What did you do?
Everything I told you about Elizabeth back in high school, you know, thinking you were cute and having a crush on you, was a fib.
What, you lied to me?
Fib.
Wait. She had to like me a little bit because she asked me out, right? Right?
See, I ran into Elizabeth in the market and I asked her if she would please ask you out to the dance.
Ah!
And she said no, but then I told her that you were polite and kind and a nice dresser.
A pity date all this time? I was a pity date?
No, not at all.
Yeah, of course I was.
No. I guess I was right, Raymond. When she accepted your apology, she was putting on an act. She had to keep from laughing.
You couldn't walk into the door because she was running for the door.
That's very funny. Very funny. Very funny. Very funny. No, I don't want... Get off me, you freaks! Yeah, I just found something out. You didn't want me to walk into the door, did you? Right? You weren't acting weird because you liked me. You were acting weird because you were going out with Mama's little mutant. I felt bad about what I did for you for 25 years for no reason. You weren't the pathetic loser. I was the pathetic loser.
That's the schmuck who didn't walk you to the door?
Thank you.
What's wrong with my haircut?
All right, I'm sorry. Had a rough night, okay?
You want to drive to the woods and dump Dad out?
Rub some honey on his ass and blow a bear whistle.
Yeah.